Welcome to the Bonanza Boys. It's your host and commissioner, Manager Steele. As always, joined by my co-host, Manager Matt Kermis. He's got all the hand gestures. How you doing?
Steele, I'm doing pretty good. Back to a regular schedule here. I know that the listeners are going to be excited about that. I wish I had better, you know, I have high energy, even though the team has been underperforming a little bit, but we will cover that when we get to my matchup.
I hear you. I gotta say, last week was a pinnacle of fantasy for me.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, I won my matchup, but won the season long Formula One. So that's, around a 500 payday. I'm like, bring it on. Papa wants the juice. And then
was it close? All three of my,
it was close.
Okay.
It came down to the last race, and it's only first place got paid out. So it was, wow. It was nerve wracking. And like, if one of your drivers like didn't finish the race, I would have been fucked. Like it was.
So you were glued to the TV, and was it in Dubai?
Oh yeah, I was up at 6 a.m. watching it.
It was Middle East, right?
Yeah, it was Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, I saw for some reason I turned on F1 at like it must have been the very end of the race, and I just saw Verstappen win. and then the fireworks were nuts. I was like, these are like exceeding
all driving the Disney through the smoke.
Yeah, like, and the fireworks were like, you know, starting line, like the whole length of the straightaway of the track long, just like going crazy the whole time that they were, anyways, it looked pretty impressive. So
it was, but that's not what the boys want to hear. They want to hear hockey. So yeah. Why don't you take us into this first matchup?
We will get into the first one here. And you said you were riding a high, the pinnacle of fantasy. And that was highlighted by the 12-0 drubbing that you put on Manager Neil. So you approved 3-2-2, and Neil falls to 0-6-1. There were no, I guess, goals against and save percentage were in the ballpark, but everything else was pretty well in hand. How early did you know that this one was a lock?
I was still at work, so it must have been a weekday.
Yeah, I was going to say Monday night puck drop, but I was the one who tied Neil, so I can't bash him too hard.
I think there was... I think it might have been Kucherov's like 5-point or 6-point night or something that really cemented the deal.
We'll take a look here. We'll look at the Mr. Nelly Spaghetti strong performers. There are definitely a few. And you also had two less games played than Neil, which is equally impressive. So we had Robert Thomas with a paltry 2 goals and 3 assists and 31 faceoff wins. And then we get into a bit of more of the big boys. Leon Draisaitl, 3 goals, 4 assists, 4 power play points, 10 shots, 38 faceoff wins. Him and McDavid kind of snapped out of it a little bit more recently. Philip Forsberg, who I think we all thought was a draft day steal, but you were the one who got him. That was 4 goals, 2 assists, plus 5, 2 power play points, 16 shots and 5 hits. And Mr. Kucherov, 2 goals, 6 assists, plus 5, 5 power play points and 14 shots on goal, which included a 2 goal and 4 assist, plus 4, 4 power play point game against Carolina. He was on the ice for all, he must have been. Yeah, for all 8 goals, 4 in an 8-2 win, which is crazy. It's
and
also
they had
crazy
like
to
13
see...
shots on net or something that game.
Who's
something
the
ridiculously
Lightning?
Low. Lightning, yeah, against Ranta,
who somehow
did not start. I was like, oh, it's in the bag for sure. And then I'm like, oh, all right, this guy's just fucking wizard.
Yeah, he's a managerial brilliance, letting us get out to a lead here, and he's going to storm all the way back. Pavelski with 2 goals and 2 assists. Trouba with 3 assists, which he only had 3 hits last week, though. That's maybe he's... I guess that fine came pretty late in the end of your matchup, this two-handed swing to the face of whoever that was. That was a crazy scene. Roman Josi with 1 goal and 3 assists. And that's it offensively. In net, Igor Shesterkin and Caden Primo combined for 3 games started, 2 wins, uh, 2.2 two goals against and the 930 three save percentage, somewhere around there. So pretty good week for those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Primo was playing the Sharks. I was like, that seems like a pretty easy spot start for me, just to make sure I got the game started against Neil. One nut Wheeler, honk honk. We'll look at the strong performers for him. Nobody in net. Nikushkin had three goals, three assists, three of them on the power play with 13 shots and three hits. As we keep on going, Roope Hintz with two goals and assists apiece. And that's kind of it. Everybody else not exactly lighting up the lamp. Some brutal face-off numbers. And that was like, I knew that going in that Neil just punts face-offs. But Bedard had five on the week. Hintz had nine. Peterson and Rantanen were his only double-digit guys, which is rough. But if that's not your priority, that's not your priority.
But he also didn't start Bedard two of his games and missed 2 points and seven shots against Toronto and Columbus.
Not starting his lineup? There were some busy days in this matchup. So.
Yeah, but he only played Bedard one game against St. Louis. Fair. So just a little Bedard caveat. Needs all the... Yeah, you can't put him down too hard right now. Let's look at, I guess the MVP here is pretty cut and dry for you.
Well, are we going for weak performers or are we just,
we should go for weak performers. Zipping you're through right here. Yeah. Well, the 12-0 blowout, you just, we also haven't done this format in like a month.
It's so true.
You have to forgive me, but, we'll look at your weak performers. Sam Bennett, he was, it looks like that was for three games or at least two. Just one goal, six shots on goal, 18 faceoff wins and six hits. So it's actually not too bad for two games. Tanner Janot did contribute 13 hits. Sean Durzi, six shots, two hits, 11 blocks. That was probably only one game for Mr. Sealer. Pretty Mike Matheson, just the one goal. He's been pretty good elsewise, although his peripherals seem to have, his hits have dried up. I guess he was never a big hitter, but Ross Colton, no points, minus two, six shots, seven faceoff wins, three hits, two blocks. And Jordan Bennington in net, two games started, one win, 477 goals against in an 851 save percentage.
Yeah, he's been more up and down lately. I tried to trade him to manager Michael, who is... apparently wanted a goalie, so yeah, I was throwing him some suggestions. As we look at manager Neil, we will start in net. He didn't start Ranta at all this matchup, which was a good thing because he had eight goals against in that Tampa game for an 801 goals against, six saves on 14 shots for a 429 save percentage. That might be the worst full game goalie stat line I've ever seen.
That's got to be the lowest full game save percentage in history, don't you think? Like, it's got to be.
I'm sure there's some crazy shit going on back before,
I believe you.
Before our days, but brutal regardless. DeSmith and Blackwood, three starts, zero wins, like a 350 goals against and an 850 save percentage. So, as we know, goalies are a weak point for manager Neil, but Mitch Marner, I'm not sure how many games he started in here. It was pointless and minus one, which is the three shots. So just the one game, probably want your keeper to be playing more than that. Elias Pettersson just had the one assist, which was, obviously he's been an absolute beast to start this year. Riley Smith was pointless. Yeah, just not any stalwart performances from his guys.
And now we get to my favorite segment. Wait, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just realized my mic was all the way over there. Is that better?
Yeah, that is. Oh, my goodness. We're coming at you live now.
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, because I've been playing Fortnite, and I had pulled my little thing out, and I was talking there, and then I'm like, wait a minute, my mic is... My mic arm is collapsed over
Skyler
in the corner.
A bunch in the background too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, but well.
It's all good. All good.
It's the first matchup.
The intern will get that all worked out in post-production.
Yeah, that's the key.
MVP, yeah, who are you going with?
I think I have to give the nod to Kucherov. I think that is just too much fun, and the six-point game is extremely exciting. So,
yeah.
And that was only in two games, wasn't it? His 8 points? Yeah, that's great. Wait, no, it can't have been. It was in three. Never mind. Still.
Yeah, the piece of shit, sure. You can get the MVP nod. I will say I was happy to see Josi coming alive there too, so that was nice, as he has had a slower start to the season. But we'll head into our next matchup here, featuring Wicca Wicca Wicca, yours truly, the real Slim Brady, and A Whole New World. Huh? This is the musical showdown, I guess. We just need that DJ's a banjo band. Oh, it's back. It's back. It's because I'm not reading it. Anyways, Manager Jeff. And this was a tough one for you. A 9-3 loss. Looking at the categories, none of them seem too close. So why don't you walk, what happened from your perspective here?
Yeah, you know what, Steele? What happened here was I didn't get any offensive production, really. The guys, I think Brady Tkachuk played one game, which is just... Like, yeah, he played on the 24th, and his other games were the 18th and the 27th. I won't get too far into it because you're going to look at the weak performers, but it was just overall not a good week. Goaltending was okay, but not great. And Manager Jeff had a decent week. So we can take a look at his strong performers. Braden Point with 4 goals and 2 assists, getting in on that. He had 5 points in that 8-2 win over Carolina. So it's a bad time to be playing against anyone from Tampa Bay, it would seem. Sebastian Aho somehow managed to be +4 on the week. He was only -1 in the 8-2 loss.
Wow.
But he had, so he had a good, he was only 2 assists, but that just caught my eye. Let's see. Filip Hronek.
Although I guess there was a lot of power play goals in that one.
There were, at least 4. I don't know if Kucherov was in on all of them, but Hronek with 1 goal and 3 assists and +4. Chris Kreider, 3 goals, 3 assists. So that's probably the best little stretch from him. He also had 13 shots, not really hitting though, only 3 hits. Rasmus Anderson, 1 goal and 3 assists with 11 shots, 3 hits, 6 blocks. And Dylan Larkin, who's now out with 3 goals and an assist. +3, 2 power play points, 14 shots, 19 faceoff wins, a hit, and a block. So he continues to play really well. And a couple of good goalie starts. He got his 3rd start on Sunday with Alex Lyon for Detroit against Minnesota. And he got the win with 1.00 goals against and a .974 save percentage. And Logan Thompson with 1 game. 0 wins, 1.03 goals against, and a .941 save percentage. Does that mean... No, Eichel played 2 games. So what happened to the other start? He must not have started Aiden Hill one night or something. Anyways, I digress. He must not have started him against Dallas. That seems odd. But yeah, those are the strong performers for Manager Jeff.
Man, Hill's had a good 3 stretch there. We'll stay in the net, as that was a strength for you, as you mentioned. Tristan Jarry, 2 starts, 1 win, 151 goals against, and .957 save percentage. And Mr. Joseph Woll just couldn't get it done in his 1 start, but .314 goals against and .914 save. And then we'll go to Boone Jenner, one of the few bright spots on the Columbus Blue Jackets. 3 goals, +5, 7 shots with 32 face-off wins, 3 hits, and 4 blocks. Kopitar had a few points for you. Yeah, he's an animal. And then, you know what, that's kind of it from a skater. Buchnevich had 3 points. Nobody really had double digits, hits, or blocks. So, it was a uninspiring performance from the fellas for you.
It was. Bouchard had 4 points and 3 power play points. Bouchard,
yeah.
So I'd be remiss, but yeah, not great. definitely underperforming. So we'll have to see, we'll have to get a sports psychologist or something into the locker room to get the boys to react a little bit to that one. I'll look at weak performers for manager Jeff. I got to double check. Yeah, that looks like it was just one game for Barbashev. So won't hit on him too much. Matthew Tkachuk with no points, but 14 shots on net. Braden Schenn, that was just one game, but he managed to go -6 on the week. So even though Jeff didn't start him for those, the -4 game. So, but Oliver Ekman-Larsson, no points, -4. Has his usage and usability really dried up with Montour and Ekblad coming back? Seems like it's definitely possible. He was down to 13 minutes on ice last game. So that is tough sledding there. And in net, Devin Levi, I guess he came in, he did for maybe 6K or something. But anyways, he didn't get the start, did also not get the win. 4.53 goals against and an .850 save percentage. And Darcy Kemper, one game started, didn't get the win, a .278 goals against and an .889 save percentage. That's maybe not worth a weak performer. I was a little surprised to see him drop Darcy Kemper. I know Charlie Lindgren has been playing well, but you think like the pedigree, and I don't know what his contract situation is, but you think he'll get a chance in the net again.
You'd think, but who knows? Who knows? Manager Jeff is the resident goalie, so perhaps he's got his tap into the goalie vibes of the league.
He's got a read on it. Okay, my bad then.
But, I mean, you had 12 guys that were one point or less, so I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll highlight a couple weak performers here. Seth Jones was pointless in a -4. As you mentioned, I think Tkachuk just sat out one game, but -2 and just a one hit, no blocks. So nothing great going on there. A nice week for the boys to move on from. Don't even look at the game tape.
Yeah, I mean, Tkachuk has had, in his last four games, he's had 8.777 shots. So it just so happened that he only played one game last week, which is pretty, that's pretty rough. But he's still not hitting. Well, if you go a bit further back, he's still hitting a lot, but he's still a stud. I'll say that. I can't blame Brady for only playing one game in a week. That would be poor management. But we will talk about the MVP before going to the next matchup. Who would you tap here for MVP?
I feel like I probably go Kreider.
Yeah, Kreider.
Or would it be the Lion in Detroit?
I was Lion was definitely start. In the back of mind. Like he needed that start.
I'm fine going with the Lion.
Yeah, because well,
6-6 if
he would have gotten 6-6 if he didn't get the start. I mean, he would have, if he didn't get the win or take, because he was like goals against it's not like my goals against and save percentage were that bad. I just, five starts and one win with a .283 and a .910 is pretty unlucky, I would say. I think I'll go Lion as well, because he also, it just so happened that Lion was confirmed as the starter like ahead the day before as well. So like, Jeff was able to go out and pick him up and get the start that he needed. So kudos to him for, making the right managerial move to get those, to get the start. But give that to Alex Lyon. And we will head into the next matchup between manager Jags and team Timmy Toaster Stutzel and team Matt Poppy Stash Poppy. And manager Jags pushes into first. I don't know if that's a, I think, is that a sole first for Jags? I think it is. 5-1-1. It is. Jeff's just behind him at 5-2-0, along with Brendan. So Jags leading the way right now. 5-1-1. He beat Matt Poppy 8-2. He did have 8 games in hand. Let's see. They tied goals and tied games started. They both were brutal in net. But, that was a solid win for Jags, I think.
Yeah, manager Matt Taylor's he's hurting for the goalies. I think Brendan was complaining about his goalie performance, and manager Matt was at least you have goalies kind of thing. But anyways, I'll take a look at his strong players, and there are a few. If you haven't noticed, that top line on Tampa Bay is being mentioned here. Brendan Hagel, 2 goals, 4 assists, +4, just the 1 power play point, but 11 shots, 3 faceoff wins, a hit, and 2 blocks. McTavish, 2 goals, 2 assists, 25 faceoff wins with 8 shots. So he keeps kind of chugging along. I imagine he'll be, particularly if he keeps that left wing eligibility, I can't imagine, you know, in a couple seasons that he won't just be a full-time C, but who knows? Maybe it'll be like Draisaitl or something. Charlie Coyle, 21 faceoff wins with 2 goals, and that's it. It wasn't a great performance here for manager Matt.
Yeah, only 20 points in total.
21 hits, too. That's rough.
That is rough. He did have only 52 games played, but yeah, no one above 3 hits. Am I reading that right? That is crazy low. Anyways, I'll look at manager Jags's team. Strong performers. Pretty first glance is this was a pretty even performance. The only person with more than 3 points was Thomas Hertl, who was dropped earlier in the season. I can't remember. I think it might have been by Matt T. I can't remember. Someone dropped Hertl, and I was like, oh, I should pick him up, but the Sharks suck so bad. And then Jags picked him up. I was like, oh, why didn't I pick him up? And anyways, he had 4 assists and a goal, -2, 2 power play points, 6 shots, 37 faceoff wins, and 5 hits. And no one else had more than 3 points. Torrey Krug, 3 assists. Tara Vinen, a goal and 2 assists. Lucas Raymond and Jonathan Huberdeau, each with a goal and 2 assists. But that's it. Nothing crazy on offense. And then also nothing to mention in goal. So where did it all come from for Jags? I guess maybe Matt T just had a really poor week, which is with the way it looks.
Yeah, I know. I agree there. And we'll take a look in net here on the weak side. Gustafsson, Quick, and Mrazek combined for 4 games started. Just the 1 win, a 430 goals against, an 844 save percentage. Austin Matthews was pointless and -3. Willie Wild Will, the Bill Carlson, was pointless. Nylander was pointless. I think was that, did his streak finally come to an end in this matchup?
It did. He's been pointless his last 2 games.
Last 3 games. Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
Well, they're playing tonight. Started. Yeah.
Yeah. As we go down, Shen, I don't know how many games I was in. Only 1 hit, which is not what you want from him. Claude Giroux was pointless, but I guess Ottawa only played that 1 game. So, yeah, not a great week for manager Matt, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that was Shen's first game back from injury. Only played 12 minutes, but we'll look at weak performers. It's possible. It happens. Injury can change a man. We'll look at Jags' weak performers. Matt Barzal, just 1 goal. Did have 8 shots on goal. He got his right wing eligibility a little while ago, which is critical for him because he was not a good lock center. Bowen Byram, 1 assist. Jacob Chychrun, no points, -1. That must be only 1 game.
Yeah, it's Ottawa. It is.
Yeah. Jonas Brodin, no points, -2. Owen Power, 1 assist, but -6. Rasmus Dahlin, 2 assists, -4. He did have 6 shots, 5 hits, and 10 blocks. Man, he's a stud. His stat line is just like never disappointing. Except for this week, wasn't very good. No, I'm kidding. Dude, that's not too bad. And Chandler Stephenson since dropped, and deservedly so. He looks like he's hasn't been very good, and he lost that eligibility that made him so popular last season. And in net, Markstrom and Jonas Johansson combined for 4 games started, 2 wins, a 374 goals against, an 886 save percentage. So that was enough to beat Matt T, but certainly not like a strong performance from the tendies.
Yeah. No, I agree. MVP, I think I got to give it to Teenage Mutant Ninja Hurdle. Are you going anywhere else?
Yeah, there's nowhere else to go. There's nothing there in net. There's no like real big, like maybe Dahlin with the 5 hits and 10 blocks, but let's not overthink it. Hurdle it is.
No. All right, so we're going to our fourth matchup here featuring DJ Zibanejad. Nailed it. versus Oscar Mayer Wiener's manager Mitch. This was a close 6-5 win, with plus minus Brendan winning by 1, power play points winning by 2. They combined for 8 power play points, so clearly they were not on the Tampa Bay train. They tied game started. Manager Mitch won wins by 1. So, and the rest of the categories had a little more distance there, but blocks, he only won by 3-2, Manager Mitch. So this was a very close one.
Yeah, same, well, look at Brendan. Yeah, same games played is pretty key here. Mitch had an incredible goalie week, which you'll get to, especially for 6 games started. But one face-off win at 165 to 164
I missed that too. That's wild.
I don't know if you said it, but that's just a heavyweight to be one face-off win apart at 165 to 164. But we'll look at Brendan's strong performers here. Elias Lindholm, 2 goals and an assist, 51 face-off wins. That is a lot of face-off wins. Jamie Benn had a goal and 2 assists. Svechnikov, who's now injured again. I didn't know that. Oh, just illness. A goal and 3 assists. Lawson Kraus, another guy that I dropped that I probably shouldn't have. Oh, well, actually, I really shouldn't have. I could use someone on the right wing. 3 goals, no assists, plus 2, 14 shots, 7 hits. Seth Jarvis with a goal and 3 assists. And Mika Zibanejad, 2 goals, 2 assists, 10 shots, 45 faceoff wins. And in net, they were decent. Georgiev and Bobrovsky combined for 6 games started, 3 wins, a 270 goals against, and a 902 save percentage. So that's probably worth mentioning there. That's a decent stat line.
And then on the other crease, we had Hellebuck leading the way, but Sorokin, Merzlikins, and Prosvetov all combined for 6 game starts, 4 wins, a 132 goals against, and a 963 save percentage. Hellebuck had a 970 and a 0.99 in his 2 wins, which is pretty unreal. On the skater side, we had a few standouts here, starting out with Brock Nelson, 4 points, split evenly between the goals and assists with 10 shots, 16 faceoff wins. JT Miller, who continues to impress this year, 2 goals, 3 assists, 2 power play points. Yeah, 2 of Mitch's 3 power play points, 8 shots and 45 faceoff wins with 5 hits and 6 blocks. As we go down, nobody else really is sticking out here. It's impressive that he had that many faceoff wins when it doesn't really look like there was too many guys between Miller. But anyways, decent week for manager Mitch there, although really lacking on the offensive production, it seemed.
Yeah, where did all those faceoff wins come from?
Well, he's got 45 from Miller, 28 from Couturier. Yeah. Another 22 from Johansson. So that
gets, I guess they just.
But then how does he get to
13, another 60 10, from there? 10 and 16?
30, 40, 56.
I'm sure
I mean, it's 56 up between his top 4 guys. So yeah, it adds up.
Yeah. I guess it's just with Zibanejad and Lindholm having 51 and 45. It looks more likely to be that high. But yeah. Brendan didn't really get faceoff wins from too many other sources. But weak performers, Jason Dickinson, I think he was just picked up for the last game, so I won't mention him. Brandon Dillon, no points, but did have 12 hits, 6 blocks, and that's why he's rostered. Heiskanen, one assist, minus 2, 7 shots, 3 hits, 5 blocks. Provorov with 1 assist and minus 1 and 9 blocks. Monahan, no points, 3 shots and 18 faceoff wins. He is really dropped off the, usable train. No points in his last 6. I think he's lost. He was great for a splurge there. Mario Ferraro, 1 assist. That was just 1 game. It's tough to tell. Evan Rodriguez, that was probably 1 game as well. Lots of pickups and drops here, but yeah, that's it for Brendan. I guess a relatively even-keeled performance from the team.
Yeah, and on manager Mitch's side, one guy I will pick on is Kuzmenko. I don't know why he's still rostered, to be honest. Sure, he gets the occasional point when Vancouver's hot, but really doesn't do much else. So we'll see if he continues to be rostered. Nicholas Waugh was pointless. Colton Sissons was pointless. And McNabb, who you don't actually anticipate, but he still got the 8 blocks. Hartman is NA. What is that about? Suspended. Oh, that's right. He was tripping. For tripping, yeah.
Was that a slew foot or?
Honestly, I
slew footing. Yeah, it says slew footing. Interesting.
Theodore got injured in this matchup. Tanev had one goal, but anyway, so yeah, so not a great performance from the on the skater side here for manager Mitch outside of those face-off numbers.
I think this is an interesting matchup. Like, it's feel like it's been an interesting week outside of Kucherov. I don't know if there's been a necessarily definitive MVPs, but who would you go with in this matchup here?
All right, so looking for plus minus power play points. Yikes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Kraus.
Crazy how little power play points there is, but I think I go Hellebuck. I mean, oh man, he's on the wrong team.
You could still go. You could JS Jaguar Hellebuck. That would be fine too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Sorokin also had better goals against than save percent by like the finest of margins.
Yeah, but didn't. Yeah, got one less win.
Well, he lost a 1-0 shutout.
Yeah.
In a shootout, which is crazy.
Oh man, nothing inspiring here. Who are you going with?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kraus. The 14 shots and 7 hits. Fair. Brendan won both those categories, so
I'm going to go with Mika.
Yeah, fair enough. He had a good week too. And we will head into the second last matchup between manager Danny and team Gritty and manager Drew and team Bergeron. He's all sad about Mr. Bergeron having left, and the effects are clear on the team as Danny beats Drew 8-4. Danny improves to 3-3-1, so kudos to him. Yep. And Drew falls to 0-7-0. Danny actually, he's always been a good offensive team, but he had a really good week here outside of the goalies. He had a good skater week. He did have 61 games played to Drew's 58, but yeah, another tough week for manager Drew here.
Indeed. We'll take a look at who wasn't tough part or, you know, who was picking their weight. The Nuge, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 3, 2 power play points, 5 shots, 13 face-off wins. As we go down, ooh, gosh, Shaspier, wowee. 1 goal, 5 assists, plus 3, 4 power play points, and 4 shots with 1 block. So that is a welcome stat line from any defenseman. And then Stuart Skinner, 1 game started, got the win at 2.05 and a 9.13 save percentage. Seems like the Oilers are potentially turning things around in Edmonton. We'll see if they can continue.
Yeah, will it be too late? I mean, they've just had such a tough start. Skinner never made it to waivers, though. He was always on Drew's team, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, I tried to trade for him. Him and Nuge, actually.
Yeah.
You rejected my offer.
Yeah. Well, your offers are sometimes rejectable.
I hear you. Yeah, I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, he needs help. I mean, if you were giving him something that was going to give him immediate help, then, you know, that would be, that would potentially make sense. But you're not going to give him draft day value for Nugent Hopkins or Skinner. Anyways. No. We will look at Danny's strong performers. It's, you know, mostly the same usual suspects, led by Nathan MacKinnon. Goal, 4 assists, 18 shots on goal, 2 power play points, 17 faceoff wins, 3 hits, and 7 blocks. Zach Hyman, who is just a beast. 4 goals, 3 assists, plus 1, 2 power play points, 19 shots, a faceoff win, 2 hits, and 2 blocks. 19 shots on goal, man alive. He is having a great season again, up to 43rd in the league. Quinn Hughes, just another week for him. A goal, 4 assists, plus 4, a power play point, 13 shots, 3 hits, 5 blocks. Vince Dunn with 3 points, and that's it. Nothing to talk about in net. Dylan DeMello did have 14 hits for Winnipeg, which is punctuated by an 8-hit game versus Nashville, so that's pretty impressive. But that's it for manager Danny.
On the weak side, Linus Ullmark and Kata Hatt combined for a 4-game start, just the one win. About a 360 goals against and a 875 save percentage. So not a great week, and the tides might be turning for those two, at least more so in Philadelphia land. On the skater side, there's a lot of underwhelming points from the defense, but we'll skip over that. Matt Boldy was pointless. Brad Marchand with just the one assist, -3. Tavares just the one assist. But that might have just been 23 faceoff wins. That's got to be more than one game in two games. There we go. I can do math. All right. Dylan Cousins was pointless, -3. Adam Fantilli, I don't know why he still has him rostered. Very tough to roster a lock C that has yet to have double-digit faceoff wins this year. He did have that 10-shot game, which I'm sure sparked some hope. And I mean, he's looked great out there, but I don't think he's... I imagine maybe halfway through next keeper cycle, he'll be keeper-worthy. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe that's me just being hopeful.
Interesting.
Well, you know, it's just... There's such a fucking tire fire.
Yeah.
If you ever want to win money and Columbus is winning a game, bet against them. And
yeah.
You would have lost a couple times, but you're going to win the majority of the time. why don't you take us through the week, guys, on manager Danny?
Yeah, we'll start with Jack Hughes. Just the one assist, despite 15 shots on net, 11 faceoff wins, 3 blocks. Nick Ehlers, absolute zeros and -1, and was immediately dropped after that, I believe.
He just got dropped again today.
Yeah. Mark Stone, no points, -3. Ovechkin, no points, -1, 7 each of hits and shots. Who else? John Marino, no points, did go +3. That was just one game. And in net, Swayman and John Gibson, who I think we heaped praise on recently for Danny.
We did.
They had 4 games started, no wins, a 446 goals against, and an 860 save percentage. So Danny managed to beat Drew 8-4 despite losing all 4 goalie categories, which speaks to the state more of Drew's skaters than I believe it does to Danny's goalies, although Danny's goalies were pretty bad.
MVP, I think I go Mr. Hyman here. Are you going elsewhere?
No, Hyman 7 points. I'll take that every day of the week.
All right, so that leads us into our final matchup of the week featuring Hurt in a Car, Call McCarr, manager Michael, and manager Ryan with Stammer Time. This was a 6-5 win for manager Michael, coming down to a single hit on the Sunday as he won that category 57-56. They tied power play points. Ryan won shots on goal by 2. The goalie cats had enough space there, but Evander Kane, which you will touch on, coming in clutch at the end.
You wanted to take that from me so bad, but we'll look at manager Michael's strong performers. And I almost missed this because it looks like a zero, but Connor McDavid with 3 goals and 9 assists. He just absolutely came to life. What a week for him. That was in 4 games. So, I mean, we should expect that. Right. But 4 power play points, 10 shots, 15 faceoff wins, a hit, and 6 blocks. Evander Kane, like you said, 3 goals and an assist, -2 a power play point, but 15 shots and 17 hits, including 10 hits on the Sunday. My favorite part about that is he had 10 hits in an 8-2 win. It's like the other guys were like, please just let me get off the ice. And he's like, no, bam. That's all I can picture is like, he's just beating up on the small Anaheim Ducks. But that's a crazy stat line. 10 hits to win the hits category by 1 and beat Ryan 6-5 is very impressive. Eli Tolvanen with 2 goals and an assist, Hedman with 3 assists, Cale Makar a goal and 5 assists. So this was actually quite a good week for manager Michael. I think his goalies weren't very good. I was going to say he may have been prize banana, but I don't know if he just like, look, his hits and block totals were pretty good as well. Faceoff wins were high. He's struggled with faceoff wins the last couple of years. So Ryan O'Reilly had 45, and I'll just JT Compher with a goal and 3 assists, plus 3, 2 power play points, 2 shots, 24 faceoff wins, hit 2 blocks. And that's about it for his strong performers.
Yeah, no, definitely wasn't manager Michael this week. I haven't done it, but he didn't beat me. So, yeah. Manager Ryan, strong performers. There were a few. Steven Stamkos paging the Tampa Bay Lightning. 3 goals, 2 assists, 4 on the power play, 12 shots, 16 faceoff wins, 3 hits and a block. Mr. Pasta, he had 4 points, which was interesting that Marchand only had 1. -3, 2 of them on the power play with 21 shots. He's a shooting machine. Granlund with 3 points. As we keep on going down here, Mackenzie Weegar, his OT winner was last night, so it wouldn't be in here, but he had 10 blocks, 6 hits, 7 shots, and 2 assists. And then in net, Thatcher Demko with the 3 starts, 2 wins, 2.01, and a .921 save percentage. And you know what? Sure. UC Saros, 2 games started, got the wins, and a .253 goals against, a .907 save.
Are we starting to see a chink in the Boston Bruins armor? They've lost 4 of 5 now. Pasternak was -6 in his last 3 games.
I mean, I've been calling for their death for probably the majority of this podcast.
Yeah, you and everyone else, as they keep losing people and then they keep on going on these crazy runs. But
I'm not going to call against them yet.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Weak performers for manager Michael. He's looking to trade him if you're interested, Evgeny Malkin. This was not because he didn't start any games. He just did not have any points. 5 shots, 8 faceoff wins. Who can say no to that? Noel Acciari, just 1 goal, but he's been doing pretty well. 5 shots, 14 faceoff wins, 8 hits, 5 blocks. That's a decent contribution. Charlie McAvoy, 1 assist and -7, is pretty rough. Petrangelo and Montour each with no points, although I think Montour was... Oh, no, that was in a few games, so that's warranted. Jaden Schwartz, no points. Bo Horvat, another person on the trade block, no points, -1. 6 shots, 18 faceoff wins, and 2 hits. Although he does have a goal tonight, so I'll pump his tires there. And a number of people who have been dropped... Foligno, Jordan Staal, Michael Backlund, and Artem Zub. Has he been
the general?
Yeah.
Yeah, McAvoy got lit up by Voronkov last night. It was pretty awesome. But anyways.
Like a hit or like a dangle? Or yeah,
a hit.
Oh, nice. I hate McAvoy. Although he's really good at hockey. But and weak performers, we'll just continue with Vitek Vanacek. 2 games started, 1 win, a 303 goals against, an .850 save percentage, and Charlie Lindgren. We talked about Kemper at the beginning of the show. We'll talk about Lindgren now. 1 game started, no wins, a .505 goals against, and an .857 save percentage. So he got torched by the surging Oilers the other night.
Yeah, I think I offered Bennett and Binnington for Vanacek and Horvat, but on the... weak side for manager Ryan.
It is Ryan.
My computer was a little glitchy because I have my Taylor Swift auto reload on Australia tickets just constantly happening. Mr. Barkov was pointless with just the 9 faceoff wins in what looks like very much a 1 game, and it was. But hey, if you can't keep healthy, that's a knock on you, buddy. As he was out the 2 games prior to that. As we go down, Parayko also not looking like more than a 1 game stat line. Man, he's kind of ruining my thunder here. Ryan had a pretty decent, not like a super strong week, but everybody contributed kind of week. Rudzki was pointless with just the 2 shots and a block, I think, but he benched him for his 4 assist game.
Yep.
Would that have made a difference in this matchup? I think one of them was on the power play. Yeah.
I wonder if that's a stinger. Sat.
I don't know. We can't get into the old butterfly effect. As we go down, Philip Deneau. Actually, no, that was just one game. Jacob Mosser, which I think was just in one game, and by Jacob I mean JJ. Although maybe one of those is Jacob. One of the J's.
It's probably both Jacob.
Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name too. he had zeros across the board besides a plus. And then in net, Samsonov, 372, 882 save in his one start that he lost.
Yeah, he wouldn't. None of his other defensemen had power play points that one night where he sat Werenski. So, although there was a chance that if he had sat Gouley or Uyghur or Pionk, he would have missed out on those hits.
But he
I guess he lost
it.
That category anyways. Yeah. But there you go. Managerial flaw to manager Ryan. It's as simple as that. One move. And he told us that night. He's like, ah, oh, man, Werenski on the bench. But
yeah.
We are all the way into MVP, are we not?
I think we are.
This is an interesting one.
Are you going?
You got to go, McDavid. Well, I mean, Kane with the 10-hit Sunday is kind of a game seven. Like I was just. That's why I said interesting.
Well, though.
He did, and he had 12 points
and the four power play points.
Yeah,
the nine assists. Yeah. I got him.
I hear you. It'd be a bit of a controversial take to go with Kane just because he ran into 10 poor screaming Anaheim Ducks, but I'll go with McDavid as well. You've twisted my rubber arm.
You do any fun Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping?
We're
now
I
into
buy?
The lifestyle part of our podcast.
We Thank are. This is, yeah, we'll cut this into another episode. Skylar and I bought a little chest freezer, which is... It's always the dilemma of we need more space, but also now we have the ability to get more like frozen pizzas and French fries and stuff like that. So we've never had the capacity. And I immediately went out to Costco and bought like the biggest bag of French fries I could find, even though I haven't had frozen French fries in like 2 years. anyways, that's the way that it goes. Got nice. A few things from Muji. I bought myself some coffee, which I'm pretty excited to get here. So, and how about yourself? I know you have a big purchase that you made.
We got a new big screen TV for the place. Enjoying it so far. I think I've set this out already, but the Calgary boys having a little shindig on Saturday. Welcome to stop by. What else did we get? I got a couple suits from Indochino. I got I picked up some Stampede garb because I'm always like, oh, I could totally use some more shirts, but they're always so expensive come Stampede time.
Yeah.
So I made sure to remember this time around.
Very smart.
And some Christmas lights that are on their way, a little Christmas tree, some folding chairs for said party because I'm a little worried because my place is really small. I don't think too many people are showing up, but I invited a lot of people, so we'll see.
People walk in with the kegs and the whole nine.
a mattress topper, which has been great because I've been struggling. I think, you know what, that's probably what has been affecting the pod. I have not had a sleep in like a month, so it's been great.
Is this a new mattress?
Yeah, it was a new mattress from Douglas and it was just so firm.
We talked about this. You said it was too firm and I have the same one and it's objectively too soft, so this is where it's definitely preference.
Oh, for sure. So I got a topper and that problem hopefully has now been resolved. First time ever I bought something off those Instagram ads.
Oh, really?
You know, the boxing one, like the ball that's attached to your head.
No, I have no idea.
but I figured it'd be a fun thing for the family at Christmas and he like tracks and you can have competitions and stuff. So I was like, why not twist my arm?
It sounds like something you'd get at a carnival than on an Instagram ad. My Instagram ads are all for Japanese chef knives and like backpacks and stuff like that. And the hex clad pans. If I see Gordon Ramsay again trying to sell those hex clad pans, I'll be like, geez Louise. I do watch a lot of cooking videos, but anyway, sounds like a successful Black Friday for yours truly.
Yeah, I can't complain.
And, love to hear.
I just got to clean up this place. I mean, 12-year-old Steele would love how I'm living. 16-year-old Steele, I think, would be a little aghast. But
What does 29-year-old Steele think? I mean, 16-year-old Steele being aghast, what is...
16-year-old Steele was a bit of a prick. So 29-year-old Steele is, just living life.
Yeah.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hence the Stampede outfits. I love it. You're going to bring A-game to Stampede next year.
I'm just a little cowboy at heart anyways. So, that's just that. But yeah.
Lovely. Enjoying the new place?
I am. It's nice being able to walk to and back from work, although in the mornings I typically take the bus because, as I said, I have not been sleeping. So it's tough goes.
It's like living a Western all over again. It's like we could have, sure, I guess. Yeah.
Except I'm paid to show up, so I do it.
Yeah, that's true. Got to show up when you're paid. At least for the... be a good employee. Yeah.
So what are they going to do? Fire me? But anyways, any final thoughts for the boys?
I'm just hoping that I can recover from not a good couple of weeks. So, but that was a lovely little moment about life at the end. I love that. We should sprinkle one of those in every little while. Just have the guys listening and then... shut down the pod and they'll be like, oh man, no update on the lives of the hosts. What is this? And then we'll give them one and they'll be like, yeah, exactly.
Where Matthew and Steele share a little song.
Oh, I was more musically inclined.
Oh man, I've been listening to some you guys are a captive audience, so I'm going to keep talking. and I think some of the Calgary boys have been sent in the VeggieTales songs. They are bangers.
Oh, they're so good.
Like my cheeseburger, like just even the start, that backing track is fire.
Oh man. I don't know if I know my cheeseburger.
And now's the part of the show where Mr. Lunt will sing a silly song.
They are good. We used to watch
He said, is this Burger Bell? I am extremely hungry.
Yeah, they belt it, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. It's great. Anyways, a happy into the final month of the year. Hope everybody's having a great time. And the place is booked for Destination Draft. So,
oh yeah.
Get excited. Travel Tuesday, potentially book your flights. Although I looked, they weren't that cheap today. So just set those Google alerts and away you go.
I don't even know if I have that in my calendar. I must.
October 6th, I think, is the weekend. No. I'll maybe be there. Somewhere around there. Anyways.
I'll put in my time off request right now, even though I don't have any vacation for next year yet.
What do you mean?
It doesn't come until next year.
Oh.
I can put in the request, but I don't actually have it yet. I must be able to do that. I don't know. I only just use banked overtime. I don't do any. I haven't put in an actual vacation request yet. I just say I worked overtime, and now I will take it back as time off.
Ooh, I got jury duty coming up on Thursday. So we'll see what happens. Really? Yeah.
Are you selected or are you going the initial?
Going in for the selection process.
Oh, okay. Okay.
After watching Jury Duty on Amazon, which I highly recommend, I want to do it, but I don't want it to affect my upcoming New York trip. So
that would be crushing.
It would be. So we'll see what happens.
Just if you see Sewage Joe, you'll know that you're,
you'll
know that you're on a reality TV show.
Yeah. Oh man, classic. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.